won't waste. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
So it was like fucked up, one of the two, and I was looking on the Airbnb site, just being overzealous, looking at locations and
overzealous.
Well, I was looking in Indio Valley, just looking at what type of places be out there, because that's where Coachella is at. And then when I typed in my little parameters, I started seeing some places, but at the top, like, it just showed this huge COVID-19, like, coronavirus warning versus showing you the locations first. Usually when you go on Airbnb, they show you the location first. You had to scroll a little while to start seeing places. But, see?
I hope we ain't
Brian got me talking about that shit, you know what I'm saying? And Brian got me all fucking, like, in my head about it now. Our tickets haven't been canceled. So as far as we know, we're going back to Maryland. So this is the finale of season one of Higher Learning, and seeing that a nice little bit of the strains, some of the strains that we didn't enjoy the most, some of them that had the most dynamic flavor profiles and had a good mix of, terpene profiles as well as colors, smells, and all that good shit that we like, came from cookies. And cookies comes from burner. And so, let's get this episode started. Mm-hmm. Brian is over here fucking tripping me out.
This nigga want us to be stuck out this shit.
Yeah, yo, I cannot.
This nigga ready.
But it's crazy because Brian's talking about all this
shit. But I am ready. I don't see, and you got it.
Listen.
The first part, you didn't add it. I don't want us to get stuck out here, but if we do, I'm ready.
All right, what I'm saying is that I'm ready too, but I don't want to go down my whole rundown of being ready. But then again, I kind of have to, for the simple fact that long before I thought we'd be at this place where we're at now, doing this finale, and long before Brian decided to come out of his little cubbyhole and motherfucking hit us with fucking C-SPAN news and shit, I plan to ask you niggas a question that we talked about earlier in this season. Corona. So earlier in this season, right, and mind you, I didn't think really this out. Like, I didn't really, like, make this, like, a coronavirus thing.
Nicely rolled L.
It was, yeah.
If I could interrupt you for a second.
From me, yeah. I've been pearling them joints.
Mm-hmm.
That's that Forbidden Gushers. We'll talk about that maybe later.
That's what that is?
Yeah, it's Forbidden Gushers.
That shit tastes good.
So, fucking, I asked you guys what was going to be your first move in case of a zombie apocalypse.
You know what I'm doing.
Trey decided that he was going to just let them turn him into a zombie.
I'm joining the zombies. I am Kevin Durant in the situation.
Okay. It's way too soon. Well, actually, by the time this airs, it won't be too soon for that. So we can let that go. Yeah, you're Kevin Durant with the situation. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we're 75 days in.
By the time this airs, me being a conspiracy theorist, Trey will be well into his, well into his zombie life.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
Well, I mean, we're at day 75 of the outbreak, so I need to know where you're at. I know that me and you were pretty much concise on the fact that we were commandeering Walmarts and Dick's Sporting Goods and places like this.
Y'all are dead by now.
Nah, 75 days in, I'm good.
I'm trying to tell you, I already told
them. I'm good, I'm holding it down right now.
I already told my homeboys where y'all was at.
Yo, I got food, I got weapons, a bunch of people have seen the light and joined my way. And we are deep. Like, we sleep in shifts.
A bunch of people.
Yeah, a bunch of people have seen the light. You know what I'm saying? Like, we sleep in shifts. We got it on lock. We got the chains on there. Zombies do not get into where we're at. So 75 days in on the outbreak, we are still good in the zombie apocalypse.
This is Higher learning.
But I kind of don't even want to even do that bit anymore because...
It's getting too scary.
Yeah, now. Because it's just making me too nervous
it's
about...
It's getting too scary now.
Because then Brian's going to be like, well, if you could talk about that, then why can't you give me the rundown of your preparations for what we'll do if you can't fly tomorrow?
Oh, they better not play with me.
Listen, man. We're not supposed to be talking about this shit because by the time people are listening to this episode, this shit has been already happened or not. So whether we got stuck in fucking L.A. Listen. Or whether we went back to Maryland as scheduled, you
which
know what
makes
I'm
this episode, excuse me, which makes this episode.
What the fuck
pretty,
is an episode?
pretty cool. Because we're talking about. Whether or not, and then this episode will come out. Excuse me, people. I'm a little bit dyslexic. Yeah. But this episode will come out after
a little bit.
Yeah, like this episode. this episode airs in July.
Yeah, oh, so that'll be pretty.
Cool. Yeah, this episode airs in July.
Sheesh.
All right,
we might still be here by then. the way Brian's talking.
I mean, the way they're shutting shit down. You know, my flight got canceled, so.
Right. Yeah. Now he trying to make us stay here. Our shit ain't get canceled yet. God damn it.
That's the thing. I'm just saying. It's a possibility.
You better get you a flight on our flight.
Yeah, because my flight got canceled. And that flight was actually going. Because I got to go from Vegas to Chicago. So I think because Chicago is shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
See, and that's what I think that is a lot of the problems that the airlines are having right now is just basically whatever the fuck, like, is the protocol in that city that it's going to in this, that, third. That's what I'm saying, to where it's like, I don't know from anything that I've seen on the news that Baltimore has any of that shit going on as far as, like, shutting down the trip. But, yeah. All right, look, we went to a bunch of dispensaries since we've been out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a lot.
There's a couple that we didn't go to. There's a few that I rode past, I looked at, I made a mental note of, and I'm not going to lie, I disregarded them just because it was like I was on my way to somewhere that had a name or somewhere that was someone referred me to go there.
Right.
Or good old Weed Maps or some shit said they had a special or whatever. But
which is not paying us, by the way.
Yeah, I think that there's one. I definitely need to start looking into some of these other dispensaries that are off the beaten path because, you know, when you think about the retail structure of any type of business, right, I can tell that there's some of these dispensaries that I've gone to that aren't the bigger names that have access to cultivators who, or maybe the cultivators don't have access to the big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's certain weed that you won't find on the shelf in MedMen.
Mm-hmm.
That you will find on the shelf in the Artistry.
Okay.
But the Artistry has some weed there.
Mm-hmm.
That fucks MedMen shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, MedMen has some high quality strains. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They are like the Apple store. They're more of they're luxury, like jewelry store luxury.
Oh, wow.
Or cell phone store luxury.
Yeah.
Whereas Cookies is like streetwear cool luxury.
Right.
But the Artistry was probably the most informative and one of the most organized and straightforward dispensaries that we've been in since we've been here.
Right.
I think they probably deserve a little bit more press or maybe a closer look than I originally thought. Just because... you know, I didn't think I was going to get Crescendo this whole entire trip until the day before the last day. Then we got some. And then right after that, we turned around and went to the Artistry and got this Tits.
Yeah, the Tits.
It was Sour Diesel.
What does the Tits stand for?
So here's the thing. I can't find a real... answer to that question. I tried to look for it, but the most closest thing that I could get, and this is the one that I believe is probably accurate, is that this is the shit. Tits.
Okay.
Like, this weed is tits. This is the shit. It's from IC Collective. It's 31% THC.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest thing about it is that Trey has been trying to find a real good cut of Sour Diesel since he's been here.
Right.
And he's been unsuccessful. We've come close, but no cigar.
Right.
We had some Sour Kosher. We had some other stuff where if you went back to its great grandpappy or some shit, it might have been a sour cut. But this one right here is straight up Sour Diesel chased with OG Kush Breath. And the color of this is the classic high grade. It's the classic loud. It was light green. It was yellow. It looked like it was like Sprite, like lime sour, like, you know what I'm saying? Right. And it was, if it looked as if they took the bud and then rolled it around in keef, as if it was like a moon rock or something, but it wasn't.
Right.
This was just how this shit was grown.
Right. And it has a very distinct taste.
Yeah. I'm assuming that this shit was dry trimmed.
I don't know what that is.
We didn't really get into that, and we're going to wait until next season because it just made more sense. But there's like a trimming processes for some weeds where it's like you could look at the end result and see like how if you trim it when it's wet, like when you trim it when you first harvest it, right? You know what I mean? Sometimes you can damage some of the trichomes. You can lose some of the crystals. Weed like that, the way these buds were, they were so engulfed in crystals, looked like that human hands probably haven't touched that bud much until we did.
I get what I'm saying?
Right. Like, it feels as
though...
They let
it all the way dry out.
Yeah,
they
let it all the way dry out, and then it cured. They let it cure. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man. But it's a very balanced hybrid. The bud tenders wasn't really sure whether it leaned towards more of sativa or indica. For me, it feels more like a sativa. It does have denser cone-shaped buds, but it definitely won and has placed at several cannabis cups. So,
oh, yeah, another award winner?
Yeah, this is another award winner right there. Okay. But, I mean, since the shit's called Tits.
Another for boobs?
Nah, I'm just curious.
Oh, we might as well go into it for boobs.
Tits for boobs.
No, not Tits for Boobs. We're going to do music titles.
Okay, like song titles?
Yeah.
They get better if you add for boobs to the end?
Right.
Why not? Sure.
All right, I go first.
Where you at?
I'm going to go, hold on. I'm going to go Drake. Better find your love
for boobs.
Better find your loving for boobs. Better find your heart. You feel
all right,
me?
All right.
Who,
all
go,
right,
who got all next? All right. You go ahead, Byron.
Confessions for boobs.
Jay, you got one? Song titles that get better after you add for boobs to the end.
What are we doing? So I am going to go with Hypnotize.
Hypnotize for boobs. I got one. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm gonna have to go
just snort it. If you don't pick, alright, I'm gonna go. I got two. I got one for J2. I'm gonna go Tupac, California Love.
For boobs.
For boobs.
Then I'm going to go Snoop Dogg, Murder Was the Case That They Gave Me.
Oh, for boobs.
I got Lauryn Hill, or matter of fact, it's the Fugees, Killing Me Softly.
Oh, for boobs.
For boobs.
Oh, shit. If that's the case, I'm going to go Lauryn Hill, Doo-Wop.
And then I'm going to bring it back with Ready or Not.
For boobs.
I'm gonna have to go smooth criminal.
He came back to it.
I had to go tenderoni for boo.
I'm gonna have to go. It was just my imagination. For boo. It was just my imagination. What else we got? I got Eve, Love is Blind.
That shit is true though. Love is Blind for boobs.
I got DMX, How It's Going Down for boobs. I got
I met this chick in the chicken right. Chicken named Keisha.
Forever my lady. I got back that ass.
you know what?
I'm
getting ready to end it right now.
All right. We gonna keep going. All right.
Jodeci.
What?
Fiending.
For boobs.
For boobs.
I got one. All right. I got one.
All
right. Knocking boots. Right. Music Soul Child. Love. For boobs. Love. So many people use. All right. Your boobs and things.
All right. So we're smoking tits. We're about to roll up and catch a vibe. And we're about to throw this shit back to this the Evils. From Jay-Z, and then we're gonna get back
for boobs. Hey, yo, all right, go ahead. I'm done.
We'll be back. Right, so it's summertime and everybody is barbecuing, so let's barbecue with them.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink, cause I got the munchies.
Got the munchies.
I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies.
Got the munchies.
All right, so this recipe for this part of Munchies is going to be a THC-infused barbecue sauce.
Is it? All right, barbecue sauce.
Exactly.
Right. So, I was about to ask, does it have pork in it?
See, put it on whatever you want to. Chicken, right, beef, cool. Whatever you want to barbecue. The prep time is about 15 minutes. Total time is about 15 minutes. Depending on how you dose this, it should be to about 175 to 350 milligrams per batch. You're going to need a quarter cup of cannabis oil. You're going to need 2 cups of ketchup, 1 cup of water, a half a cup of apple cider vinegar, 5 tablespoons of light brown sugar, 5 tablespoons of sugar, a half a tablespoon of fresh ground black pepper, a half a tablespoon of onion powder, also a half a tablespoon of ground mustard, and 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce.
Say that again.
Worcestershire sauce.
One more time.
Worcestershire sauce.
Nigga gave me 3 different variations. Like, nigga, take one of these, goddammit.
So you're going to add all the ingredients in a pot and stir and let simmer on low heat for about 15 minutes, and boom, there you got it. So now that you've gotten that simplified recipe, understand that that was the base for most barbecue sauces.
Right.
Brown sugar, you're going to use some type of vinegar, preferably apple cider vinegar. You're going to need some water as a base. You're going to use ketchup. And then we're infusing it with cannabis oil.
Can you just use the can of butter and just put it in a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's?
So here's the thing. You could, but I would prefer you do that with the cannabis oil. If you were going to use the butter, like if it was me, I would use the can of butter to saute my onions and fresh garlic and stuff like that down first, and mustard seed. Like I'd create.
But what, you could put the butter in the barbecue sauce, right?
But you don't want to put
toast
butter.
Your bread. Yeah,
toast the bread with the butter. Yeah, but you don't want to put the butter in the barbecue sauce. You want to put the oil in there. That way it mixes in better.
Whatever.
Well, it probably does the same thing.
It don't matter.
Well, hey, listen, you guys.
I like to cook with oil, right? So I guess it would make sense to use oil. But, like, when I make, like, grilled chicken and all that, you feel me? Like, nah, put the butter on the bread, because I butter my bread.
Right.
You feel me? Yeah.
I
butter my bread.
You know what I'm saying? Because I butter my bread.
I butter my bread.
I butter my bread. All right, so we got off track because we're smoking tits and this shit is fire. 31% THC, aka the Sour Scout. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's OG Kush breath. Has something to do with a cookie somewhere down the line, and that's where the word scout came from. But all in all, tits are ass. You guys are my black friends. I'm assuming that you guys are ass people.
Nope.
I mean, I don't have to pause because we're talking about girls.
Nope.
So you prefer titties nope. over asses?
Nope.
Oh, you don't like any?
Nope, I like pussy.
Okay, so.
All right, ass.
Okay, all right, I'll cooperate. All right, Brian.
I mean, since you wanted to put us in the black friends category, you should also put us in the greedy friends category. I want both.
What are you?
Who me?
Yeah,
I'm an ass guy. Yeah. I'm a larger fellow, so we're all ass.
A larger
guys.
What?
A larger fellow.
No,
we're all ass.
You
guys.
Can't get away with the fellow.
Yeah, I'm a larger fellow.
A larger fellow. You're a big guy. A big guy. Definitely a big guy. Larger fellow. He tried to make it sound cool.
Oh man, I hate it when I be at the office. There'd be a client walking up and they'd be like, "Hey, what's up, boom, boom." And I finish.
You're not big.
I finish helping them out. But yeah, when I finish helping a client out, right, they'd be like, "Man, thanks." They'd be like, "Man, thanks, big dog. Thanks, big man.
Big man.
Or thanks, yeah. big guy. Or thanks, big homie." You know what I'm saying? Like every fucking time, it got to be the word "big" in front of that shit. Like. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Better than me. I get the skinny guy. I get the, you feel me?
You're right.
Like,
so who am I to complain?
I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. But this also depends on how you look at it.
Uh-huh.
All right, for years and years, there's always been, allegedly, like, ass that... People, basically, long story short, they go to the doctor, they say, "Let me get this ass."
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor gives them that ass, right? Mm-hmm. All right, that's what it was.
Right.
So for years, it's been a certain prototype. And the doctor gives them that ass. It's been a certain All prototype right. ass, right? You know what right. I'm saying? The times are changing. We are in a new decade, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What should or who has the prototype ass? Like, what package should they be going to ask for now?
Definitely Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, the Meg Thee Stallion package?
Hell yeah.
I mean, those are all good. Hi, My Name Is T is definitely one.
Who?
Hi, My Name Is T.
Hi, My Name Is who?
Who? Is that like an Instagram joint or something?
Oh, are you talking about the white girl?
Oh, see, Brian.
No.
Brian pulling joints off of his list that he said that he didn't. I know
who you're talking about. It's the white girl that be like, "Hi, My Name Is T," and da 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 da. You never seen her before?
No, nigga.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, I know you're talking about her ass fat, but it's not prototypical.
Right.
That prototypical should, is
like Megan the package. Stallion. Like the package. You should go.
Definitely, Summer Walker. No.
Summer Walker
like for the petite. That's what I'm saying. For the petite.
See. Summer Walker don't count because, and mind you, I like the package. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, Summer. I like the package.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I both know that you went and got the package. You see what I'm saying? Like, you went and got the package. So when you walked in there and talked to the doctor, you had a photograph or some reference point for them to look at to give you the ass that you got. You see what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with that.
She fat as shit, but she got a photo. She went to somebody and said, "Let me get a," you feel me? Like, that's not her real shit. Well, I guess nothing. I don't know at this point. We in 2020. Like I got like at a point like 2015, 2013 through those years, niggas is like, "I don't want no fake ass."
Well, here's the thing, because like, I brought this up in conversation because I mean, you came up with an interesting one, Meg Thee Stallion, for the simple fact that now I'm trying to compare that one to other ones.
But look, I listen, ladies, when you go get your ass done, please get your thighs done too. That's a must, because for those that got the ass that don't match the thighs, it just looked disgusting. That's not prototypical. I said Megan Thee Stallion because she's thick from the thighs up. You right. feel me? Like her thighs match her ass. I don't know if her shit real or fake. She's right, from right. Houston and they built out there.
Right,
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? But if that shit, if her shit real, then yeah, that's definitely prototypical. You get what I'm saying?
Because my whole thing is that I'm not sure if there is a prototype ass that exists right now. If there is one, I'm pretty sure we're going to miss it. We're not going to think of what it is for the simple fact that I feel as though that we're in like a sea of like carbon copy ass.
But yeah, that's what I was about to say. Back in the day,
you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't a thing for to have a fake ass or to be known to have a fake ass.
Ass is mass produced nowadays.
Since the J-Lo and Beyonce. People used to say Beyonce butt was fake, but niggas was like, nah, hell no.
That's why when we was talking with the stepbrothers, I told y'all that J-Lo ass is getting undervalued for the simple fact that there's like a thousands upon thousands of J-Lo asses because mad people went to the doctor and asked
but
for
yeah,
the J-Lo
how
package.
Long ago was that?
Right, but what I'm saying is that they went and flooded the market with the J-Lo package. Right. So I don't know what the new package is now because it feels as though the market was flooded with just like this carbon copy
The market was Nicki.
Yeah, everything was the Nicki Minaj. Bigger is better.
Right, but now that don't look disgusting.
Right.
So that's why I said Meg, because her shit is balanced. You get what I'm saying? Like she got thick thighs, she got the ass. You feel me? And not even like the little mid area. You feel me? To match with it. You feel me? Right. Like I don't want you to be too skinny in the mouth, in the stomach, like. Yeah, I want a little.
Oh, are you talking about the mid area or are we talking about the fupa?
Both.
The fupa?
Both. The fupa is this right here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about that. All that go together. All that go together. You feel me? A skinny junk don't got the fupa junk.
Brian was talking about this girl with the high rise waist jeans or whatever they were. They really like shows the potential fupa area, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Brian's into that fupa area shit, you know what I'm saying?
I think I am too.
He said when he was younger, hold on, what did you say?
He used to play with it.
No, he said when he was younger, he used to not like it. Like, he used to look at it and be like, what was you saying? You saying some shit.
You never hit a big girl?
Oh, I didn't know we were going to talk about that. I mean,
if we're going to talk about the football, you got to talk about the big girl.
Big girl.
Ah, you lying. Shut up.
Yeah, you lying like
a motherfucker.
This nigga lying. He's a skinny nigga. Yo, first and foremost.
Brian is technically not a skinny nigga.
So
you're not technically a skinny nigga.
She's a big girl, but she's not a big, big girl.
So I'm a skinny, skinny nigga.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you done hit a big girl before.
Listen,
no. I done hit a big girl before.
Not a big, big girl.
Nah, you done hit a big, big joint.
A joint like, you know, maybe 160.
Nah, you done hit a joint with the titties that, you feel me?
Did this nigga just say 160?
That's not. Oh, what's going on out here?
I don't know.
Oh, LA background for you.
Sirens, yeah.
Yes, we are in the real LA. We are in WeHo, but still. We out here.
All right, so.
Look at me, we in WeHo. Listen. Check me out.
All right, so, I mean, so we settled on Meg Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. I can't really think of what would be.
What's shorty name? Not Summer Walker. She got the song. Fuck, what is her name? Galore. She seen the Galore joint with Travis Scott.
You talking about SZA?
SZA, yes.
Yeah.
SZA fat as shit, too. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, Young Miami fat, Ari fat, all of them. JT. Oh, my God. Y'all niggas ain't see JT?
Of course we see.
Oh, my Jesus.
But listen,
know how niggas go to jail and they get bigger by doing push-ups and you feel me to get their weight up. She came home fat as a bitch. Like she was hitting big squats in that bitch, dog. Like she was hitting squats in that shit.
Even if we had a baddest bitches in the game conversation, she wouldn't fall my top five. So she would be in
who JT? She's not out there like that.
Right.
That's
so she would be in a.
She got to get out there more.
Nah, but she doesn't. Like that's what Drake was talking about in motherfucking Desires. She don't need to be out there more. She needed, well, you know what I'm saying? Like
we, I want to go back to that because I changed my my thought. I don't know who I changed it to, but I don't think it's J Lo no more.
Damn,
I know. I told you that it wasn't that. I'm trying to tell you, whoever Drake is talking about in that song is a girl who we don't know. Like, she got, like, maybe 400 followers on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? She don't really post like that. Nah. She posts enough to be present, but her page is private. Houston? Her page is private. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, it's a joint that... You're never gonna guess who it is. You're never gonna guess who it is.
I bet you I know, and I do know.
Bro, you're never gonna guess.
Lyra Galore.
It's not Lyra.
It's somebody from Houston.
You gotta think about it.
It's somebody from Houston.
Look.
It's somebody from Houston.
Whoever it is, she's not lit yet.
Yeah, she is.
But other rap niggas have found out about it.
She gotta be lit. Yeah. Where's Brittany Murphy from?
No. Listen.
You gotta think of all these bitches. All right,
this is the scenario of Desires. This is the scenario of Desires, Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Drake got the joint, right?
Right.
She was a low-key joint.
Was. Keyword.
Was. Low-key. Niggas did not know that he was fucking with her. Right. Niggas didn't even know who she was.
Right.
But then things shifted.
Right.
Where now niggas started to peep her being around circles that you only get around if you know who you know.
Right.
And if you know, then you motherfucking know, okay?
Right.
So now she pop up in Turks on the gram and Drake know
Lyra Galore.
Who she is. Like, look,
Lyra Galore.
I know you ain't just cop the ticket and just go to Turks on your own.
Right.
So, I should have left you where no one could find you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got Desires.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
This nigga is stupid. All right.
It's not someone famous, It can't be someone.
She famous now.
It can't be someone who.
She famous now. She on now.
It can't be someone who can afford to take herself
back
these type
then,
of places.
Back then.
Yeah, the person.
But he said, you got on your feet. I bought you a whip, but then you got on your feet. I had to send Eric to come get it. Meaning she good now. Like, nigga, he got his car back. She up.
I'm telling you.
I'm trying to tell you.
These niggas let me look at my phone. How many Instagram followers, just Instagram alone, does Drake have? Like 20-something million?
So what?
I'm telling you, these niggas are fucking with chicks that got like 400 followers. I'm telling you, yo. Like, the low key.
First of all.
The other niggas first of all, on, yo. I'm telling
bitches
you.
Bitches don't have 400 followers.
But you gotta understand, you don't have 20 million of them following you, yo.
Here's the thing.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Listen,
I got 21.
Listen. Right. Here's the ticket right here. The less followers a bad bitch has on Instagram,
the more you want her.
Worth,
yeah. Especially if she got a private page. Like, you have to accept me. You have to accept me.
Guarantee you that ain't her only page. She just made that
bad
shit.
As shit. She has no followers. That means nobody's discovered her yet.
I don't know.
Right. And niggas want somebody that niggas haven't discovered yet. Everybody wants a bad joint that nobody else knows about. You want the girl. Like, listen, you're willing to accept the girl.
I don't.
No matter how much you like her a lot, you're willing to accept her.
I don't.
If she has a past that can be recalled upon by someone who you may or may not frequent in a social gathering.
Mm-mm.
However, you love to have the joint that no matter what social gathering you walk into, there is nothing to say about her.
Nope.
Because she's a complete fucking stranger to everything.
She's like deep dark.
Yes.
County somewhere.
That is the joint with 400 followers. Yeah. You don't want the joint with 100,000 followers that's already doing Fashion Nova ads and shit because she's on a mission. You know what her mission is. Would you want that? Would you want the joint that's on the mission? I congratulate the mission. I'll give them claps right now. Where's my button at? Claps? Where's that? air horn. Maybe air horn claps. I congratulate the one on a mission, but why would you want the joint on the mission?
I don't want the joint on the mission. I want the one
that has pictures on her Instagram of paintings that she did. And motherfucking alkaline water and fucking shit.
I want both.
And plant-based burgers.
Hold on. Get some plant-based pussy. See? You ain't thinking right.
Why? I think I am thinking right.
I want the one that ain't got social media at all. Fuck are you talking about?
But we know why that is.
Next topic.
Coachella. They're rescheduling it. Because of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's rescheduled to October.
Mm-hmm.
I planned on coming out here in October to do season two.
Mm-hmm.
The week that I was going to come out here
just
happens to be in between the two weekends.
Oh, Smokechella. You was getting
that. No, that was good. That was good. Next time we'll work on being more subtle. That way it doesn't.
I was waiting for you to get to a point to where I could come in and you got a full thought out. Smokechella season two.
Yeah, so we're workshopping that. But before we do that, the headliners.
Mm-hmm.
You know that these niggas are the most famous niggas in the world, right? Mm-hmm. They have all types of shit
that's scheduled.
Oh, so the headliners of Coachella for this year were supposed to be Rage Against the Machine, which is the one that I guessed back when we did our guest episode, I guess you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott and Frank Ocean.
Okay.
Do you guys think that based on this being moved from April to October, prefacing it with Coachella was never ever supposed to be in the fall. It's never been in the fall.
Right.
It's always been in April.
I think the first one is in the fall, wasn't it? No, that was between April and May.
Because Coachella and Stagecoach is another festival called Stagecoach, which isn't the one that the hip hop community gears towards. But what I'm saying is that this season is for them.
Right.
They usually hold down that spring to early summer season,
April and
May pocket. Never supposed to be in the fall. So a guy like, or a band like Rage Against the Machine, we're talking about a band who's just making a comeback right now. They're just now doing
their reunited
tour everywhere. Like anywhere in the entire world.
What song they make?
It would take too long to put you into your rock and roll bag right now.
Okay.
Maybe we'll sprinkle in a couple rock and roll songs you can smoke to in season.
Okay.
I don't know. We're going too far. But Rage Against the Machine is probably going to be booked up in October. I'm pretty sure they already have a gig then, because who would have thought that this shit was going to be canceled?
Right.
If all these niggas got shit to do, what's your Coachella lineup?
I think that you got to redo the whole thing, because now you got to think about
you need three people. Just pick them.
Oh,
I can't hit the five button. Not until we get ready
October,
to do the weed trip.
By October?
Yeah, basically for October.
First, you got to have Drake. That's October. He owns October. OVO. You got to have Drake.
Nice.
By then, you got to have... I don't want to say it. Because, all right, fuck it, the baby. And you got to throw a white act in there.
Well, see, the baby is performing.
Yeah, but he's a headliner.
But he's not a headliner. Right.
He's
going
to be a headliner now because he's hitting on everything.
Okay.
You feel me? And they probably ain't make him a headliner before all the shit that he done did now.
Right.
Even though he's not getting locked up for the shit that he's been in recently.
Right.
You feel me? He just gonna have to pay some money out. All right, cool, whatever. She's not pressing charges, she just suing. So, with that being said, he's about to come up off, you feel me, everything. Even though niggas talking about Lil Yachty and the whole Bopra and all that shit, You had to watch it to see it, goddamn it. So either way, you gave a nigga a view, a play, whatever. He's getting paid off it regardless of what you think about it.
Okay.
Drake and the Baby was both on that song, right? The Baby's featuring on a lot of people shit right now, right?
Right.
So look, I call it the Lil Wayne effect, right? What you do, you make Drake the main headline.
Okay.
Since the Baby have all of these features, what you do, you bring out certain people during his set.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So you can headline them and still fit certain people in his set. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just like he got the song with Dana Lay, right?
Yep.
You could fit her, throw her in there real quick. You got the Lil Yachty shit, and you feel me, real quick.
Okay.
Throw that in there. Even though people say Lil Yachty still got his fans, the song's still going crazy. You feel me? You could use that to bring out Drake for the main headline. You feel me? Everybody intertwined.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Drake, the Baby. And I would throw... Is Blink 182 still around? Where they at? I don't know no other no rock bands and nothing like that.
I don't know if they still around.
What rock band?
I'm sure they are.
Who else? Ed Sheeran? I don't know.
I mean, if that's your guy, that's your guy.
Billie Eilish. Throw
Billie
in
Eilish. Eilish. Yeah. Okay.
Billie Eilish, you feel me? Would be the main. I'll throw it after Drake, honestly.
All right.
I'll put the Baby on first, then Drake, then let Billy go last.
All right, B, where you at?
I would just run it like, you know, they run presidency down there. Except for I would go here with it. Rage Against the Machine would be, they would be replaced by Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Why y'all always scrolling, man? You cheating.
Nah, this ain't cheating.
I came off my shit off my head, man. Like, I put the whole plan together.
Hey, look, at least the people. So look, right now. the people out there in the audience, who went off the top of the dome, they'll appreciate you, Trey, for it. That's but the rest of the people who decided to pull their cell phones out.
And so what I do is I trust Travis Scott with Lil Uzi Vert from the.
Okay.
And then put, you know, Travis, Lil Uzi Vert and DaBaby, that's on the same ticket.
Okay.
As, you know, 21 Savage and Summer Walker. And then we also have Disclosure and Swae Lee and a couple other people. And then the Frank Ocean show, I would just scoot Lana Del Rey up and let her headline it.
Or I got a different idea, right? You have the main acts, right? I'm not going to name nobody specifically, but I would say the three people that have the three most features out there right now, right? That way you could intertwine all of these different acts within these sets. You get what I'm saying? Like, say you could bring, you could have Uzi headline, or you could have that short. I say Drake because it's October.
Right.
But I said the Baby, but I guess Lil Uzi would be more of a cult, especially for festivals. That's where he flourished at. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah.
Lil Uzi Vert, Rihanna, Justin Bieber.
Why you have to say his name like that?
My nigga because Gibbs is doing
that is the Coachella lineup right
Bieber.
There.
Bieber.
My nigga Freddie Gibbs is doing Coachella this year.
Yeah, he's doing Coachella.
He was.
Alright.
You gotta remain relevant.
Alright, let's catch a vibe so we can come back and get into our favorite weed strains, and then what we gotta do? We gotta do some learning shit. Then we can get the fuck out of here. We're gonna play this So Appalled.
Whole time we still got another strain to do.
Which one?
Did we do the icy? Who? But
we did the tits.
Oh, that's the tits.
That's tits.
Ah, right, shit.
All right.
Never mind.
I'm so appalled that you forgot that. Kanye West.
No, I ain't no.
Runga vibes.
Hold on, what's going on?
Oh yeah. Who got vibes?
Who got vibes?
Who got vibes? Where's your vibes?
Where's your vibes? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Where's your vibes?
Where's your vibes?
Who putting up on the sack?
And got vibes.
All right, so we've reached that time. We smoked hella weed, and it's now time for you to put five on it.
Hella weed ain't the word, dog. I've been smoking for a long time, and I never smoked this much, ever, or this quality. Like, this shit is crazy.
So what's your top five strains?
Oh, man. Sheesh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is picked. I would say we at least 25 different strains while we've been out here.
Yeah, at least. There's easily a bunch that we didn't review that we just smoked.
So this is like top 30. I'ma say, all right, top 30. Out of the top 30, my five is LA Honor.
That was a great pickup by LA Trey.
LA Honor.
Shout out to Cookies on Melrose for that.
Listen, I think it was 33% THC.
Yeah.
But you have to smoke that shit right before you go to sleep, because that shit will smack you and put you out. I promise you, the whole house was knocked the fuck out.
That was by Los Angeles Kush. Los Angeles Kush is the cultivator. That is one dispensary that we did not visit, which means that it's definitely going to have to be a featured dispensary, possibly.
Season 2. For Smokechella.
Yeah, or Toastchella, or Smokechella.
Why would it be Toastchella?
I don't know. I'm liking Smokechella.
Smokechella. All right. Then I will have to be biased. I put this one in my top three of all time because I'm biased, and I would have to say Gary Payton.
Okay. Okay.
I like that one.
Gary Payton was a great string with an even better story.
Right. Then I would have to say, because the experience, you feel me? I never went to eat at a restaurant and smoke at a restaurant while I was eating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the Mandarin Cookies have to, you feel me? That might be my number one experience of smoking weed.
Right.
And I done smoked weed in a lot of
And not only was it
situations,
amazing weed, but it was great packaging, great presentation. However, it was the most expensive strain out of everything
that
we bought.
$100 an eighth, nigga. Like,
yeah,
God,
I mean, in my
damn
mind, I convinced myself that it was the same way how bottle service is more expensive when you're in the club and you're in VIP and shit, whatever,
right,
versus a bottle at the liquor store.
Right.
Because I have found some other Mandarin Cookie strains online. I haven't actually smoked
them.
It didn't seem as though that it was this. Like, this was this. This seemed like this was the strain that when you see Mandarin Cookies as a parent strain and some other shit and it smacks you like that, it was probably this one from Famous Farms. So shout outs to them.
Then I'ma have, what, how many is that?
Like you said, LA Honor, Gary Payton, and Mandarin Cookies. That is three.
Then I'm going to have to throw the London Pound Mints in there.
Okay.
That was something that you came in with. It wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
You came in with it, and it surprised the shit out of me. It tastes good. It hits you harder.
Yeah.
And, I love it. You feel me? I would have put London Pound Cake in there.
If we didn't smoke London Pound Mints.
If we didn't smoke the London Pound Cake Mints.
And it's crazy because London Pound Cake is a parent strain of London Pound Mint.
Right.
So it's
you get what I'm saying? It's like, now you got the better strain. You get what I'm
saying?
Right,
right.
And last, just because you made this the biggest deal since the last time you was out here, and it lived up to its expectations.
It lived up to the expectation.
And I fucks with it. Crescendo.
Yeah.
I fuck with the Crescendo. I fuck with it.
And it's like the perfect sativa.
Yeah, I fucks with it.
For creatives.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Trey's five. Trey's five is LA Honor.
Yes, sir.
Mandarin Cookies.
Yes, sir.
Gary Payton. London Pound Mints and Crescendo.
Yes, sir.
Brian. Grammy Davis Jr. OG Grammy Davis. Grammy OG. My put five on it.
Or Crescendo.
Okay.
Number one out of the five. That was crazy. Because, you know, it's a upper almost.
Right.
You know, so I didn't feel all drowsy and stuff like that, but you still felt, you know, really good.
Right.
Eliana was my second one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. Trey came in handy.
Yeah. That was a great pickup by Trey.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely came in handy.
And I don't like indicas.
Right.
I'm a sativa. I like
that's the, why it was surprising that you brought that one through.
I seen it said, that should say
33. 33, yeah. It was at 33. That
33
got
like
you.
Like bird, that nigga. Damn, nigga.
All right.
The Medellin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a dope.
Okay. All right. Because you came in clutch with the Medellin. I understand. All right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't have any.
King Louis. Right.
You know, and the Medellin came in nice, and did his job. Yeah.
Medellin definitely came in and did his job. The orange guava cake.
Orange. Okay. Passion orange guava. That one was from Passion Fire Society.
Okay.
Yeah. That was dope. Taste was dope.
Yes.
Yeah,
and the look was very... I give that the best looking one.
Okay.
The orange passion guava was definitely the best looking one.
Right. And of course, legendary White Runts.
White Runts.
White Runts.
Yeah, White Runts was one of those where it's like you knew you were going to love that weed when you bought it.
Right.
It was like no question. It was on. It was a destination weed, I call it. It was
on. And he had the deep purple strand one.
Right. And we had two different phenotypes of it. So we had like the green, the deep green, the green purple strand, and like the deep purple. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So.
What about you?
All right. So it's time for my five. Mm-hmm. My five is Cheetah Piss.
Okay.
Was definitely one that I didn't think was gonna make it in my five.
I was scared of that shit.
I was afraid of it, and then as I started smoking some of these other strains, there was there were other ones that really like were like neck and neck with Cheetah Piss, but Cheetah Piss edged them out because during that cipher when there's other shit going in the air, at the moment that Cheetah Piss was sparked, and I hit it and inhaled it.
You could tell.
There was noticeably a difference.
Right.
Like, it made its presence known within the group of blunts that were going around the room.
Yeah, it had a taste.
And
for
that, it like it said it with its fucking chest, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am the piss of the cheetah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that got to be in my top five. And another one, although I don't know whether or not I'm giving him this or her or whoever, this strain, the spot when it could be really the banana pound cake. I don't know. It was so much going on, but Bundt cake is one of those ones right there.
Okay.
Not to be smoked when you got shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is not I got shit to do weed. This is I'm off. Right. I'm on quarantine weed.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm on quarantine.
This is my shit's done weed.
Yeah, my shit's done weed, not shit to do weed. And then Mandarin Cookies is going to pop up again for me. And once again, the experience and everything of it did not overplay how good the weed was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
It was
it didn't
like...
overshadow
the
expectation of the smoke.
No, that shit was fire.
Like you expected to get high as shit.
Yeah.
And we left out that bitch high as shit.
I mean, because we definitely sat down and just like smoked it the fuck out real quick, yo. God, you know what I'm saying? And got out of there. And then obviously Crescendo.
Mm-hmm.
Crescendo was one strain that I was looking forward to. And I honestly, it was my favorite strain of going to dispensaries at that point in time. So for what I considered this season an experiment, I was like, you know, that was going to be my control. I wanted to find something to beat that. That was the objective. But I knew that Crescendo was that.
Right.
So if I could find something that beat that, then it was the cream. It was the top of the fucking mountain.
Right.
And there was a lot of indicas that kind of came in close, and maybe I'm biased against them because of the indica qualities and because I like that daytime sativa weed more as my preferred strain of choice, because I'm going to smoke more sativa for more hours of the day than I am indica.
Right.
Tits almost came in and came super close.
Yeah.
Because tits was...
See, but we just smoked that one, so that's why I didn't put it.
Yeah.
But tits is like, all right, if we doing five, then tits is zero. You know, you starting at zero, then one, two, three, four, five. So, yeah.
Yeah. Tits came in, like, pretty close, but it's in my five. But as we see, I look at the overlap, and it seems to me that...
You going
to
put it six.
No. Tits is in my five. It's just that it seems that it's unanimous that Crescendo is the favorite among us all. L.A. Honor and Mandarin Cookies come in as well to round out the top three.
Mm-hmm.
So any of y'all out there who's looking to go to L.A. and... get some weed, I mean, while you're out there. I would suggest that these are the three strains that you should 100% go for.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Crescendo by THC Design, Mandarin Cookies by Famous Farms, and LA Honor by Los Angeles Kush.
Right.
What is interesting about this list right here is that there isn't anything on this list from the cultivator Cookies. There was quite a few that made it into our top fives. There were quite a few that made it into our top five that didn't make the top five, which was something that we did on the pre-roll.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some strains that we were interested in that we didn't get a chance to get. So,
but look, I want to set up the day when you first get out here. So you get off the plane, right? Then you go, where we get the Crescendo from?
Well, I don't even remember where the fuck we ended up getting that shit from.
That was from...
MMD?
No, that wasn't MMD.
It was Royal Greens?
Royal Greens. Yeah. All right, so boom. You get off LAX. You get on the... you get your Uber. Tell them to take you to Royal Greens. You get your Crescendo first. That's the first thing you roll up as soon as you get here, right? Then you drop your bags off, whatever hotel, Airbnb you stay, drop your bags off and go straight to Cannabis Cafe, right?
You know what?
Then you get your meal, smoke your Mandarin Cookies, right? Then you go to Cookies, get your LA Honor and whatever else you want to smoke on the trip. And then you're straight. Smoke the LA Honor before you go to sleep. Wake up, smoke some Medellin or some Gary Payton or some motherfucking Guava Passion. No, we ain't get Guava Passion from Cookies. But yeah, that's how you set it up.
Okay.
All right. Well, I just wanted to add that.
Trey just gave you the blueprint. There's really nothing else.
It's called the smoke print.
Listen, we opened up with some burner. I'm going to close it with some burner, even though his strains did not make into the top three. But we will see what happens next season on Higher Learning.
Yes, sir.
A 420 podcast.
Yes, sir. As Jay eat these donuts.
Let's listen to Every Night. All right. All right, I'm high. I got to go to sleep. I have to. I've just been smoking too much weed. I gotta go. Are we still recording?
Duh.
Oh, fucking God. All right. All right. Let me just play the song. Yo, you know it'll be cool? If we just said something just for shits and giggles right now at the end. Like how Marvel movies have like the after credits for the people who like actually stay until the end. Like what if there's someone who stayed all the way up until this point? They listened to the whole song and now they're here. What do we want to say to them? What the fuck are you doing? Start the season over and listen to it again. We'll be back like in October or something like that.
I thought you was talking to me. Like, what am I doing?
No. Oh. I mean, what are you doing?
I
thought you wanted just to sing the song. I was gonna say, "Do
you sing the song?" I repeat, "Shiny, I'm gonna sing." Booty buckets in the waist is so petite.
Ooh yeah,
ooh yeah.
My whole life has changed.
You went into the whole different song.
Too far. All right.
It's called melody referencing.
Okay. Did you just put on your Brian voice and your Brian face for that?
It's called
melody referencing. He gave me the little head. All right.
There are no clues.
Why are we still here?
Unlike Marvel movies, there's no clues from this little this shit that just happened. Whatever this is.
Oh yeah, it just happens.
All right.
We should have been out of here a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm just going to hit the little ending music button that says...
If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.
Higher Learning.